Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi, that's vi.com.
Concerning lack of judgment on Cunningham's part, and quote, an arrogance and self-centeredness that we've seen too much of in Washington. Cal Cunningham lies a lot, and we don't need any more of that in Washington. What else is Cal Cunningham hiding? Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
WBT weather, nice day today, sunshine and high 74. Tonight's low 51, and tomorrow we'll start out with some clouds. In the afternoon, it'll be mainly sunny, a little warmer, high 79. 47 degrees right now in sunshine. I'm Jeff Atkinson, News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT News.
I'm Jamie Harrison, candidate for the United States Senate, and I approve this message.
Something's happening in South Carolina. Hope that things can get better. Faith that we can elect new leaders who put country before party. Belief that elections shouldn't be about right versus left, but about right versus wrong. That healing the sick, educating our children, and protecting each other should be what brings us together, not pulls us apart. That's what Jamie Harrison's life's been about. Faith, family, community, putting politics aside to do what's right. Tell the truth, say what you mean and mean what you say. Love thy neighbor. Those aren't Democratic or Republican values. They are South Carolina values, and we need them now more than ever. Jamie Harrison for Senate.
Paid for by Jamie Harrison for U.S. Senate.
Did you hear what the Johnsons got for their home?
Yeah, I thought they would get more than they did.
I wonder why. Their home looks good. The neighborhood's nice.
There are many mistakes a homeowner can make when selling their home. That's why you need an experienced real estate agent like Rick Steichleather, who's been buying, selling, leasing, and managing property here in Charlotte for over 35 years. See Rick Steichleather's quick close offer and compare it to any offer you receive. Avoid losing thousands of dollars. Steichleather Realty has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call 704-537-3900 or visit steichleatherrealty.com.
Joe Biden openly admitted his plan to violate our Second Amendment rights.
To gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo, you're right.
Obama and Biden spent years trying to violate our Second Amendment rights. As president, Biden and his radical running mate Kamala Harris would finish the job. New taxes on gun owners, buyback programs, strict new regulations on firearms that would trample our constitutional rights and make our families less safe. While Antifa terrorizes our cities and radical leftists call to defund the police, Biden would enact unconstitutional gun control measures, making it harder than ever to defend yourself.
Bingo, you're right.
Your family and your constitutional Second Amendment rights won't be safe in Joe Biden's America.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
LPL Financial LLC is hiring a senior Actimize developer for their location in Fort Mill, South Carolina, to design, develop, test, and implement risk and regulatory software applications and solutions for the governance, risk, and compliance. Candidates must have a master's degree in computer science, electrical engineering, information systems, or related field. A foreign education equivalent is acceptable. Applicants must have at least 3 years' experience in developing enterprise-wide technology solutions using Actimize Analytics Intelligence Server or Actimize Visual Modeler and Risk Case Manager to combine detection and investigation capabilities for identifying potential threats, mitigating risks, and maintaining regulatory compliance. Or alternatively, a bachelor's degree and 5 years of experience is acceptable. Submit resume to LPL Financial LLC. Attention, Bridget Duffy, 4707 Executive Drive, San Diego, California, 92121-3091. Reference position number SAD-01.
Hey, it's Jim Zocchi for the fine folks at Window Nation. If you want to make your home the envy of your neighborhood, give my friends Harley and Aaron at Window Nation a call. Doesn't matter which neighborhood you're in. Lake Norman to Matthews, Concord to Ballantyne, Uptown, or anywhere around town, Window Nation's quality custom windows are making homes all over the Queen City beautiful. Now's the perfect time to call Window Nation. They're giving you two free windows with every two you buy, plus make no payments and no interest for 2 years. Set up your free estimate today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Drip by drip. Another day, another scandal for Senator Tom Tillis.
You already know Tillis took $1 million from the drug and insurance industries, voting to let them raise prices on prescriptions and deny coverage for pre-existing conditions. But now it gets worse.
The press says Tillis is tangled in a new campaign money controversy, and a federal investigation is underway after employees say they were pressured by their boss to contribute and then were illegally reimbursed by the company. That would be a felony, and Tillis took nearly $300,000 from employees there.
So that drip, drip, drip is really the sound of money being laundered. Whether it's corruption and illegal donations or just the way Tom Tillis does business, he always takes care of himself and the special interests that get his vote.
Tom Tillis, Carolina is the last thing on his mind.
Paid for by SMP, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. SenatorMajority.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WBT, a radio.com station.
For nearly a century, WBT has been proud to be a part of the Charlotte community and proud of the way that Charlotteans come together to support each other in triumph and in tragedy. WBT is dedicated to shining a light on those who are making Charlotte a better place to live, work, and play. Of course, we've got your news, traffic, weather, and sports, and all your favorite talk shows. But what sets WBT apart is that we've got you and your stories of making a difference, your stories of hope. Thanks to our friends at Henderson Properties, we'll keep telling your stories on WBT, where we believe we're better together.
You always know when you listen to Bo. This is the Bo Thompson Morning Show on WBT.
News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Panthers and Bears, Bank of America Stadium yesterday. There was some good.
First and goal from the 1 yard line. Up the middle, Mike Davis, touchdown. Carolina finally gets into the end zone. It comes with 13-11 to go in the ball game.
And there was some not so good.
Bridgewater and the shotgun. Davis right behind Moore. Stack twins left. Oh. And it's intercepted. Thrown right over the middle and picked off by Houston Carson. And that will allow Chicago to end the ball game.
And so the Panthers fall to 3-3. And I said there's some good, some bad. This kind of the game was kind of a microcosm of the season so far. Mick Mixon, play-by-play voice of the Carolina Panthers. Jim Zocchi joins me as well. And Mick, mixed bag. Some good, some bad, but I heard a lot of the broadcast yesterday, and you still, like a lot of people, I think, continue to see a lot of really positive signs in this team, despite the fact that they lost yesterday.
Oh, incredibly so, Bo. I look at it like the total home makeover edition of the Carolina Panthers. You know, this is what we're doing, and it's a great plan, but you've got to have, it's got to get a little dusty, and it's going to look like a construction site at times. You know, you get Chip and Joanna in here to sort of redesign the whole thing. And so I think what we saw yesterday, and it's easy to go, oh, my gosh, the sacks and, oh, the interceptions and the red zone inefficiency and, oh, if only DJ Moore could have caught that one. But if you look at it from 25,000 feet, there are going to be games like this in as the Matt Rhule rocket is inching toward the launching pad, and dreams will come true. You count on that. But there are going to be days like this where it doesn't quite go as planned.
Zocchi, what are your thoughts on the extreme makeover Panthers edition so far?
I like what Mick was saying. It makes me feel better. And now I want him to analyze the Braves game in their season last night. Make me feel better about that, if you could.
Good luck.
But now he's right. And that's let's give, you know, a lot of times we just look at our team and we don't even, like, pay attention to what's going on the other side of the field. That's a really good Bears defense that, you know, came in here with some of the things that the Panthers struggled in yesterday. They're the absolute best in the league defensively at when you look at red zone number one, third down, they're number two defensively. They held Tampa Bay last week to 19 points. Tampa Bay scored 38 points on either side of that game that they lost to Chicago. So, again, I'm not crowning the Bears a 5-1 doing it with defense. I don't think their offense is anything special. But I think as far as the Panthers' offensive struggles, give a good amount of that credit to what Chicago is being able to do defensively and what they've been doing to everybody this year.
So, guys, it's interesting. You look at the schedule for the Carolina Panthers, and Mick, it's going to be a pretty quick journey through the NFC South here the next couple of weeks, not even couple of weeks, because you're at the Saints next weekend, then you turn around for a quick Thursday night game in primetime against the Falcons. And as Zoki was saying, not only just looking at the team you're playing yesterday, but look around the league. That old phrase, any given Sunday, it really holds up yesterday. Tampa Bay beats Green Bay 38-10. Not that you thought Tampa Bay couldn't do it, but you didn't think the score would be like that, I don't think, as well as Aaron Rodgers has been out of the gate. And then Atlanta gets their first win yesterday and just plasters one on Minnesota 40-23.
I know. It's kind of bloody here as we look at this coming week, but it's why we love pro football. And first of all, Tampa Bay, Brady didn't – it's not like he lit it up last night or yesterday afternoon, but Tampa Bay's got a good defense. As Zoke said, Chicago's got a good D. And I think Atlanta has some talented guys on their defense, even though they've been just incredibly porous prior to their game yesterday. So no time to get all hangdog about it. The Panthers, I think, will celebrate this coming weekend. And when they get to work today and certainly Wednesday, it'll be 100% business to get ready for this week.
Zoke, to dovetail on a statement you made a few minutes ago, are the Panthers or are they not who you thought they were?
I think you can't entirely judge the season on wins and losses. I think Matt Rhule has been pretty transparent that they're trying to build something sustainable here. So the team has to be what he wants it to be is when they show up for today, as Mick said, when they go to practice Wednesday, Thursday, that you can't tell if they won or lost the previous Sunday. They're just focused on New Orleans this week and trying to be 1-0 this week, and that works for them. And I think that's the right mindset, is to not get caught up in we were a team on a 3-game winning streak and we're look at us, and now you can't be as mixed that hangdog about losing by a touchdown to the Chicago Bears either. So I think they're 3-3, which you are your record, but on their hand, I think it's a team that's building in the right direction.
And finally, I've been waiting for this too. Zoki and I would both like Mick Mixon to psychoanalyze the Atlanta Braves now.
Oh, no, we can't go there, but I like what Zoki said. Listen, Bo, the Panthers have already won more games or as many games as a lot of the national talking heads, the prognosticators, thought Carolina might be able to win in an entire season. But you kind of get greedy, we're all of us. To not, you got to swim upstream against human nature, and that's a powerful current. So you win 3 in a row, and you think, why not us? Why, hey, let's go Panthers. Who's with me? Panthers on 3, ready, break.
Yeah, well,
and there will be more wins this year, but like we all know, it is a process.
Well, a very positive thing to be able to say, the Panthers are not who the national media thought they were. They're a lot better, and brighter times are ahead. Guys, Panther Talk tonight, 6 o'clock, of course, on the Carolina Panthers Radio Network and WBT, the flagship station. Zoki, thank you.
Okay, fine.
Mick, thank you as well.
Okay, fine.
Times two. The Pat McCrory Show coming up next here on News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT and radio.com.
From the QC Kinetic Studio, non-surgical solutions for chronic pain. QCKinetics.com.
WBT AM Charlotte. WBTFM Chester. WLNK HD2 Charlotte.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
A radio.com station.
I'm Jeff Atkinson in the WBT News Center. The headlines this Monday morning.
The choice is clear as it's ever been. And the stakes have never been higher.
Locked in a tight race, Biden in North Carolina yesterday. Trump will be here again in 2 days. COVID numbers moving in the wrong direction, says the governor. Could we be looking at another lockdown?
Look, this isn't where we want to be, and frankly, it's frustrating.
And COVID-19 outbreaks in residence halls at UNC Charlotte.
surprising, not shocking.
Which is where we began this morning. After delaying the start of the academic year, UNC Charlotte now trying to head off the coronavirus. University says there have been COVID-19 outbreaks at two residence halls.
University officials believe these two most recent clusters can be traced back to off-campus gatherings.
Two clusters in residence halls with at least 14 students testing positive. Freshman Jamie Satterfield says her dorm, Laurel Hall, was one of the three residence halls tested Friday. Since students returned for select in-person learning on October the 1st, there have been multiple cases reported.
WBTV's Brandon Hamilton. Just last week, there was a cluster of seven cases of COVID-19 among players and staff in the men's basketball team. And the 49ers football squad has now had three football games postponed due to outbreaks, some of those cases involving the visiting team. We should know later this week whether Governor Roy Cooper will tighten his corona restrictions or reopen more of the state's economy. The governor's current executive order expires Friday. Yesterday, for the fourth day in a row, more than 2,000 new COVID cases were reported. The number of people hospitalized